Riverside baseball team in action here this evening against IKM Manning, and we've got Cole Chapin with us to preview things for the Bulldogs. Coach, it looked like you played well your last time out. It was a 1-0 loss to Tri-Center. At least pitching and defense must have played well. What were some of the takeaways from that contest on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, the big takeaway lately has just been a little bit at a time. We've had a lot of people kind of reach out saying, you know, we lost a lot of guys last year and all that. And, you know, none of my guys, they don't think anything about it. It's just opportunities for new guys to step up. And, you know, now that we're starting to get our feet wet and we're, you know, 6-5, we're just starting to see guys step up. Now, our plate approach isn't exactly where we want it yet, but defensively and pitching right now, they're starting to come along. So, yeah, it's good to see.
Yeah, Grady Jepson had a good outing holding Tri-Center down to just the one run. He gave up 4 hits. What are you seeing from him on the hill?
I just fantastic. I mean, he's a competitor. I mean, pick a sport. If it involves a ball or even track, I mean, he just wants to go out and compete. And that's what you want in any of your athletes. So he's finally hitting 10th grade here. His arm's starting to come around, and he's commanding the zone very well. So I'm looking forward to see how he does the rest of the season, but he's off to a really good start.
How about this matchup with IKM Manning? The Wolves haven't had a lot of games under their belt yet, so maybe a little hard to know what to expect, but what do you think?
Well, they got a few seniors that are going to lead them along. I know Max pitched against us last year, and he does a very good job for them on the mound. So I've not a lot to expect, but I do know that if we, you know, throw strikes, make routine plays, and put balls in play that are in our zone, then we're going to have a good chance. So we'll just keep rolling the dice with whoever it is, and, you know, good luck to everybody.
Like you said, you've got kind of a group this year where there's some people are getting an expanded opportunity, maybe at a young age. Is it too early to see who's kind of stepping up and making the most of that, or who are some people who are at least have some opportunities to do so?
You know what? We got one senior out, Rhett Bentley, and he didn't play last year, but he's been doing a really good job for us, especially, you know, from a leadership standpoint. And then we got a couple juniors, Aiden Bell, Nate Messerschmidt, and they do a very, very good job for us. You know, they've been around the program with me now for 3 years. They understand what we're trying to preach, and they echo everything. And I, you know, it's my third year, so I can kind of let off the gas a little bit. They just kind of take hold and go with it. And then very, very sophomore heavy group. But I would say, we got an eighth grader, Aaron Smith Haven. He's been stepping up and doing a lot of good things, but again, we're just green, so kind of trial by fire, just learning the hard way, which is okay. But yeah, no, I think it's all the way across the board, everybody's just kind of stepping up, because we had such a senior heavy, you know, 3 guys last year, losing them, that were just great leaders all the way around. Just seeing everybody step up.
Coach, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you on Thursday.
That sounds good, Bennett. Thanks. Look forward to it.
It's Cole Chapin, head coach for the Riverside baseball team. We'll be back with more pregame coverage, including a look at the starters, next.